Welcome to Coaching Hope for You. I'm Kim Hansen Petroni, founder of Coaching Hope for You and Not a Casserole Widow. In this podcast, I share short reflections and coaching insights drawn from my writing about healing after betrayal, divorce, and rebuilding life after relational trauma. This reflection explores a difficult reality: why survivors are still expected to sit beside the very people who caused their harm, and what that expectation actually costs. Why are we still asking survivors to sit beside their abusers? Every time I sit in a courtroom or a mediation space, I'm reminded that the system built to protect families continues to demand that women like me perform with civility beside the men who attempted to destroy us. We would never ask a rape victim to sit beside her rapist in the name of peace. We would never tell a survivor of violence to keep it together for the sake of appearances. And yet, that's exactly what family courts do every single day to women who have been covertly abused, manipulated, deceived, and betrayed in the most intimate way possible. The silent partner mandate. I was told to be a good co-parent. What that really meant was be silent, smile politely, passively sit next to the man who lied for years, disregard the involuntary shaking I experience when I see him, pretend I'm not fighting the memories of what it felt like to be intimately deceived for years. We don't talk enough about that kind of violation, rape by proxy of deceit. When consent is stolen through lies, when truth is hidden behind charm and manipulation, when a partner's betrayal is so deep it rewrites your sense of safety, that is not merely deception. It is a profound assault on the mind, body, and soul. And then, after the discovery, after the devastation, the court calls you back to sit beside him, as if trauma can coexist with civility, as if the best interest of the children is more important than the truth of their mother's experience. What the court never says out loud: the system rewards silence. If you tremble, you're emotional. If you set boundaries, you're high conflict. And if you cry, you're unstable. No one turns to the abuser and says, "It makes sense that she doesn't want to sit beside you. You deceived her for years." Instead, the burden is placed on the woman to remain calm, to perform forgiveness before her body has even stopped flinching, and to smile across the table from the man who violated her trust and then embrace a facade that the playing field is level. It's not. The cost of forced proximity. Every time the court asks me to sit in the same room with my ex-husband, I'm reminded that the system does not understand trauma. It confuses politeness with healing. It mistakes suppression for acceptance. And it continues to perpetuate the lie that a mother who refuses to engage with her abuser is the problem, not the man who caused the harm in the first place. What true accountability would look like, and what it should look like. If we cared about the well-being of children, we would start by protecting their mothers from further psychological harm. We would train mediators and judges to recognize covert abuse and the trauma of sexual deceit. We would provide alternative settings, separate rooms, online hearings, trauma-informed procedures, instead of forcing proximity to a perpetrator and calling it progress. We would stop rewarding calm, narcissistic behaviors and punishing honest, genuine emotions. I'm asking our system to stop looking away. Family court cannot continue to demand silence from women who have already been silenced enough. I refuse to be labeled uncooperative because I choose safety. I refuse to be called angry because I refuse proximity. And I refuse to teach my children that peace means pretending harm never happened. If we are serious about protecting families, we must stop asking survivors to perform placidly beside their abusers. Real peace begins with truth, even when it's uncomfortable. Thank you for listening to Coaching Hope for You. If this reflection resonated with you, you can find more writing and resources at coachinghopeforyou.com and through Not a Casserole Widow. Until next time, be kind to yourself. You're rebuilding something sacred.